Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight in the studio is Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right. So, Mark, you had something that you'd wanted to get out there tonight. What did you want to share with us?
It's an article from the talkingpointsmemo.com, and it says, "The fate of the Ron Paul campaign comes down to Nebraska." Because a lot of people feel like Ron Paul has dropped out of the race completely, and, I wouldn't say that nothing could be further from the truth, but there's been a redirection in the campaign, and that direction is focused more on delegates and the convention as opposed to going out and campaigning on the trail where they didn't feel they could do as well.
Are there any more primaries to get left?
I think
here?
It's all over at this point. I can't say that for certain, but it's got to be pretty darn close. I mean,
could some of the belief that Congressman Paul has dropped out be related to the fact that the media doesn't cover him?
Well, they basically covered him saying he dropped out. I think that an ill-informed memo from the campaign came out and said something to the effect of, "We're stopping campaigning in like Texas and California because we don't think we're going to win there."
And
which,
they misreported
it. It's really bad for a candidate not to win their home state. But interestingly, Ron Paul took Massachusetts from Romney. Even though Romney won the popular vote there, he didn't get the delegate vote.
I'd rather lose my home state than lose my home country. So
I'm just saying that. Let's go on with what it has to say. Ron Paul's last hope of challenging Mitt Romney for the presidential nomination at the Republican National Convention comes down this Saturday at the Nebraska State GOP Convention. If he gets a plurality of delegates in Nebraska, Paul's name will be put forth for nomination, and he'll be given 15 minutes to speak before the first round of balloting in Tampa. An embarrassing situation that Romney wants to avoid. Now, I think that Santorum and Gingrich would have been qualified for the same thing, but maybe because they actually dropped out, as opposed to what Paul did, was with this sort of, repositioning dropout thing.
Point has not been confirmed on the ballot for the August convention.
Well, I guess
he has to
have five states. So it says with the stakes high, both Paul and Romney campaigns are working hard to make sure their side wins Nebraska. Romney and Paul supporters have been burning up the phone lines. The executive director of the state GOP, Jordan McGrain, told the website Nebraska Watchdog, according to the Republican National Committee's rules.
Well, if it's a question if the question is who can work the hardest for this, it's going to be the Paul people. I mean,
Dedication and feet on the ground.
Romney's got money, but Paul's got dedication.
But Romney has corruption too. When it comes down to at this point, when you're talking about state GOP parties, those state GOP parties are entrenched Republican operatives. They aren't the Paul people at this point. I think in a few years they really could be the Paul people, but right now they're the regular GOP folks, and those regular GOP folks will tell lies. They will lie, cheat, steal, stuff ballots, do whatever it takes. And
yes,
all you have to do is take a look at what happened in Louisiana.
Where they arrested people?
Yeah, well, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they cheated on the rules. They made stuff up. They just flat out broke the rules and took
their own
rules. Yeah, their own rules. And Paul can't do anything about that because if they get sued, it'll be months down the line, and things will be different. But at that point, Romney will have already been defeated, and it won't matter.
Mark, you said something about people who potentially could be Congressman Paul supporters in the future, and one thing that I noticed the other day, I was driving through Epping, where I used to be a police officer, and
right.
there's this sign in front of this house that always used to be a Romney sign, and I would see Romney, and when I drove by it the other day, it was a Ron Paul sign. And
interesting.
To see the same people changing that much from the mainstream quote unquote Republican to supporting Ron Paul. I mean, it's happening slowly, but
people change.
That wasn't what I was suggesting. That certainly is possible. Many Republicans have laughed at Ron Paul in 2008, have changed their mind in 2012, and that Ron Paul is not a younger man, because I think he could be elected in 2016 or 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, besides that, what I was thinking is that back in, I think it was the late 80s, there was some preacher man, I got this from Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger. You can go look it up, you know, delegate strategy or something like that. And basically, there was this preacher guy, I can't remember whether it was Pat Robertson or who it was, that ran for president at that time, and his supporters were rabid, you know, moral majority kind of folks, and they were on fire for getting him, and him as president or nothing, whoever he was. And what happened instead, he lost, and they became very involved in the Republican Party, becoming far more powerful within the Republican Party than you know their few numbers are. So having a much larger effect upon the Republican Party. That's what the Ron Paul people are currently doing, and if they don't get dejected, if they stay in these state and local parties and they have an effect, then I think that the Republican Party really can be changed from the bottom up. Yes.
You are a dreamer.
Washington is a corrupt place. There's no doubt about it. But when you're sending better people to a corrupt place, they may not get corrupted too as badly.
Well, I think rather than the Republican Party being changed, I think it's being reverted back to what it was supposed to be. You know, Congress, he gets accused all the time of, oh, you're not a Republican. You know, you're a libertarian. And he says all the time, well, the Republican Party lost its way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been corrupted by corporations and money. And
there's some evidence for it. There's other evidence against it. It's, you know, I mean, it's a thing to say, and it certainly will appeal to some people.
I think that this whole idea of taking a Republican Party over from the inside is ridiculous, and it's going to be a huge waste of time, money, and effort for people all around the country. The only place it's a possibility is in New Hampshire, where you have liberty-minded people who are actually converging all in the same place and are already having that effect. In my opinion, you just don't have the people, the numbers that it takes anywhere else.
Well, hold on just a second.
Pull that off.
The Ron Paul people, you don't need the numbers when it comes to handling the local party. And the local party, they can't even get people to fill their state delegate seats in most of these elections. I know I ran for it completely unopposed, and if I wouldn't have been in there, nobody would have run for it.
But the mistake you're making is you're presuming that the people who are getting involved are principled, liberty-minded folks. They're not necessarily at all. Remember the Ron Paul candidates that we saw, the so-called Ron Paul candidates in 2008?
These are Ron Paul candidates. These are people that are excited about Ron Paul.
No, sir. They are. There are going to be some people in that group that are excited about Ron Paul. And also within that group, there are going to be people who see this as an opportunity to seize power within the Republican Party so they can wield it in their fashion and they can promote the issues that they think are important, like, oh, I don't know, rounding up Muslims or whatever other crazy control freak things that they want to impose.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all, but I would make the point that, look, the point I'm trying to make is the moral majority folks had an effect. I mean, the Republicans haven't been able to undo the Roe versus Wade, but they've had an effect on the party. And if they can have an effect on a party that already pays lip service to fiscal conservatism and, you know, right spending of money, then they, you know, I think they can have a real impact from a national level. All I'm talking about is slowing down the snowball that's rolling into the volcano crater. That's what I believe the path America's on. And frankly, I don't think the Free State Project can stop that either. Not without
There's always secession.
Yeah, but that would be all there would be to it.
But, you know, I think that you're a dreamer. I think that's great, and, you know, there need to be dreamers out there. I'm certainly one of them. I'm definitely an idealist, and I'm no, you know, stranger to throwing, you know, my head up against a brick wall. But in this case, I think that's exactly what's going to transpire with this dream of taking over this corrupt old institution.
I don't think I said a takeover yet. I think I've said had an effect on. If I've said takeover, let me change my mind. Had a strong effect upon. That's
okay.
All.
So
I think they're going to have an effect.
The Ron Paul people will have a strong effect on the Republican Party that will result in what exactly?
The Republican Party already pays lip service to...
So they'll now pay lip service to something else?
They'll pay stronger lip service to, you know, to things like, you
that's
know, being more
to be
anti-war.
That's supposed to be getting me excited? Or
it's cheap. People aren't going to pick up and move to New Hampshire. We've got 8 years of looking at the Free State Project to see 1,000 people that pick up and move.
If they're not willing to move to New Hampshire, they're certainly not going to be willing to do what it takes to take over the Republican
Apparently,
Party.
Apparently, they are. They're all involved right now. They're going to
we'll
their
see about that. 855-450-FREE. It'll fizzle out just like all the other Ron Paul excitement did in 2008. 855-450-3733. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that if you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
No, what?
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And some of those features, by the way, include news updates. You can be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for emails, or perhaps you'd prefer to find us on Twitter or Facebook. You can follow us in those ways as well. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. So, yeah, call me a skeptic when it comes to this whole Ron Paul activist movement that's supposedly going to have some kind of a major effect on the Republican Party long term. I mean, you know, that'd be great if it actually did happen, and if so, then that's fantastic. I guess I'll eat my words in that case. But I feel like that...
I don't think that if Ron Paul became president, Ian, and the Ron Paul people took over the Republican Party, that America, the United States of America, is going to stop its ways. I mean, it's, you know, there may, basically, I'm talking about putting brakes on the snowball rolling downhill.
But there won't be any brakes on that snowball because none of this is going to be a success. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
It's a huge waste of time and effort. And maybe it'll be a learning experience for the
people. What about the
people
that are involved? What about the moral majority folks in the late 80s? Was that a waste of their efforts? I mean, because they certainly had a big effect on the
Republican
Party.
Like I said, I wasn't involved. Well, I was not involved in any of that, so I can't speak from personal experience. But I do know what it's like working within the political system. I do know what it's like.
In the Libertarian Party.
Politics is politics, and power attracts those who are easily corruptible or who are already corrupted, and so a lot of these people
and once it does attract people, then it corrupts them,
right? And so a lot of these people that are out there pimping out that they are part of the Ron Paul revolution, I don't know them, so I don't necessarily believe them, because I remember during the 2008 campaign there were a bunch of Ron Paul candidates, people that would call themselves, I'm a Ron Paul Republican, and then they'd get people all jazzed up, these people that were excited about Ron Paul, they'd hear somebody else claim to be Ron Paul-like, and they would get excited, and they'd sign up to help out with their campaign, but then dig a little bit deeper and find out about the candidate. Turns out, he doesn't resemble Ron Paul, really, hardly at all,
well,
maybe on
good.
One or two issues.
That's a good thing, because it doesn't fool as many people the second time and the third time. I mean, at this
really?
Point, it's
every single election, people keep getting fooled by the same old lies.
Not people that have gotten involved, like the Ron Paul people.
Sure, but it will burn them out, right? So maybe it won't fool them, but it may burn them out on doing
Ron
anything.
Ron Paul's been endorsing candidates. That's a very valuable place to sit, to sit out there endorsing candidates. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that you should be more realistic with what you expect out of this, and I think that you're being a little. I think that you're being.
What do you think? What am I saying?
You're saying they're going to have some sort of an effect on the Republican Party, okay. And I'm saying that they're not.
All right.
And how would you anyway? How would you be able to quantify whatever sort of an effect? How would you be able to, or maybe qualify it? What are your criteria to be able to determine that an effect, a positive, more liberty-oriented effect has been had upon the Republican Party?
If the amount of spending versus gross domestic product.
Well, now
increased.
You're talking about getting people elected, and that's a whole other story. I'm sorry.
Republicans are pretty good at getting people elected, Ian. They do it in about half of the places in the United States.
Mark, did you say that even if Ron Paul became president, that you don't think that that could have a substantial impact on the country?
I don't think that it stops the deterioration. I mean, at this point, the United States is spending 43% of its budget is borrowed money.
Right.
At this point, I don't think Ron Paul can cut 43% out of the budget in order to get it down to the point where there's actually a budget surplus like there was under Clinton. So, I mean, all you're talking about is cutting down the amount of money that the clearly the heroin addict is borrowing against his incredible amount of credit.
Right. Well, I guess what I was thinking is, you know, one of the best things about the campaigns that Ron Paul has had is the ability to get out there and spread, his message. You know?
Yeah. It's a great place to speak from, as the president.
And if you're, sure. Right. If you're the president, I mean, you can take over the networks and talk about these things that the mainstream media refuses to address.
Sure, he could make an address to the American people every day or every week or however often that he wanted to. Let's go to Greg listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Mark.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Greg.
Ron Paul, he is spreading the message of liberty and libertarians and free-minded people. And, I watched a clip on C-SPAN about the libertarian nomination for president. They nominated Gary Johnson, the two-term mm-hmm. governor of New Mexico, as their presidential candidate. And I believe even if Ron Paul, I know he's not going to get the Republican nomination, but I have to agree that maybe he can make a difference in the party line. And the moral majority did the same thing, and if there's enough people to speak up. But the biggest problem we've got in this country, I believe, I've got a buddy that, you know, is going to vote for Mitt Romney because he don't like Barack Obama. You know, and the, when you vote for the worst of two evils, you still end up with evil.
Sure do.
Yeah, and I mean, I believe, you know, I'm going to go down in November, and I'm going to vote my conscience. I'm going to vote for a guy like Jerry Johnson. He's on the ballot, and, you know.
Can you imagine if all the people, can you imagine if all the people who say, oh, Ron Paul never has a chance, so I'm not going to vote for him, if all those people voted for him, can you imagine how many more votes he would probably get? Because just in my life, I've heard dozens of people say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, talk about the third-party fantasy that people would actually vote their conscience. Whew, that'd be nice.
Right. Gary Johnson's going to win the presidency if enough people vote for him. But sadly, people believe that somehow their vote counts. But the fact is, if you go back and you look at the vote count in your particular state from the previous term, say 2008, and you look how many votes went for McCain and how many went for Obama, and then you decide you're going to take your vote and put it wherever you think the best place to put it is now, in hindsight, because hindsight's 2020, you'll realize your vote doesn't count. Because unless Barack Obama or John McCain won your state by one vote, your vote didn't matter.
Yeah. Wasn't the Electoral College designed, I mean, I've heard a lot of debate on them, getting into more into the election thing, but wasn't the Electoral College originally designed where the bigger states wouldn't have, or the candidates back in the older days when there wasn't so much electronic media, the Electoral College was designed where the candidates could just go to these big states and have to campaign and have to split themselves up and go into different places. Wasn't that the whole idea behind the Electoral College?
I think the Electoral College was intended to take the to ensure that the dirty, unwashed masses didn't have too much of an effect on the election for president.
And the explanation they give on why it actually exists is what the caller just said, which is obviously, you know, we want to make sure candidates go everywhere, where in reality it's just a system used to, you know, insulate people, you know, the establishment from actual people having the opportunity to make a difference.
Well, right, because even with the Electoral College, the big states still are the biggest factors.
Right, because the fact is the election isn't going on in the big states this year. California, Texas, New York, you know, Illinois, these states are already picked. We know where they're voting. The election's going on in Ohio, Virginia, New Hampshire, Iowa, and several other of these sort of borderline states. Nevada, I know, is one of them.
Hey, Greg, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts on Ron Paul, the movement around him, and whether or not they will actually have any kind of an effect on the Republican Party, certainly welcome. We'll bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution, 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are, lots of old free baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site we give to you. So enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives go all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download as many episodes as you would like. And in fact, you can click on to our SoundCloud page, and that'll give you access not just to Free Talk Live back episodes, but also Edgington Post. Mark, you have broken off your relatively popular post shows that you've been doing for, what, a couple years now?
It's my theory that, I'm the real talent behind this program, and that I'm what keeps it afloat. So I'm just,
You certainly have the ego of a real talent. Go ahead.
Edgington Post is an autonomous interview program with the intention of, free talk. A lot of people want to be interviewed in the Liberty community. A lot of people want to listen to interviews. And
yeah, they do.
Free Talk Live doesn't do that, and it's very rarely does interviews. So we would run up against all these situations where, people want to be talked to. And, for instance, even if we have advertisers and, you need more than 30 seconds to explain what it is that they do, that's a great opportunity for them, too. So, I do all kinds of stuff with it. I basically interview anybody I want to interview from, luminaries in the libertarian area,
right,
and authors who have written books, people I intend to, find out exactly where their thought processes are, sometimes some politicians, whatever.
I've been a fan of your interview series for quite a while. I think you do it very well.
Thanks. Well, and now they're available separately. They used to be tacked on to the end of our podcast, of our regular archive every night, and now they are available separately. They're still part of our main podcast, so they still appear in your podcast clients, like on iTunes and such. And so you can download them if you want or not. And that makes it easier to share, in my opinion. If somebody likes one of your interviews, Mark, that you've done, then if somebody wants to share that, they can use SoundCloud to click the share button on that episode and easily post it to their Facebook page or Twitter or
wherever.
It's nice
and short, too. They're usually about 20 minutes long,
right,
so it's not that big of a deal to share that as opposed to, maybe a two-hour episode of Free Talk Live. A lot of people just don't see themselves as having 2 hours to listen to a podcast.
I don't blame them. So, again, you can go to the SoundCloud page. Just look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under Listen and Share and click the SoundCloud link over there, and that'll take you right to our SoundCloud page where you'll have access to all the episodes of Free Talk Live going back for years. You'll have the new episodes of Edgington Post that are available there as well as Radio Freaking News, which is something that I do in my spare time. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. Still interested in your thoughts on Mark's speculation that this Ron Paul activism is going to pan out into something tangible as far as the Republican Party changing its ways, as far as electing different, more liberty-oriented people. I think it's ridiculous, and we can talk more about that here in a moment. But I can tell you what really does work when it comes to taking over an established political party and having significant influence upon it. When you get people who are principled, who understand what the ideas of liberty are, concentrate them all in the same area, and then have them get politically active within the Republican and Democrat parties, then you can have some real effect. And that's what's happening now. This is not some sort of speculation on what might happen if the right people get involved in the X party in the future. No, this is happening now. The Free State Project has moved. There are over 1,000 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000, nearly 12,000 people have signed up to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire and join and become active. Brad, you've been here your whole life, but you've been experiencing this influx of liberty-minded folks, and it's having a positive effect all across the state.
Totally, and to honestly, I think if you have the opinion that somebody can't be changed or that the party can't be brought more to the ideas of government policies that don't have to do with victimless crimes, I would say that last night I saw a candidate for governor here in New Hampshire. I went to the Republican debate. Mm-hmm. I heard him talk about how he wants to absolutely end government licensing.
Really?
Yeah, because
Who was that?
Craig Smith. Okay. Kevin Smith. Yeah. He's running as a Republican. He talked about.
I love his movies.
he talked about how he went to a barber up in up in Laconia, and he called him Jack the Clipper. But he said that there was electric tape on his sign outside covering up the word barber because the licensing board came down and told him he didn't have the right license. So, you know, here is a guy who I don't believe he's not connected to the Ron Paul campaign at all, but he's running for governor in the Republican Party, and he understands that government licensing is protectionism, and he said on camera that he wants to end it. So these ideas are making it to the mainstream Republican Party, not as quickly as some people might like, but you know, progress is slow.
I'd also like to point out, if you're in a red state, then your Republican Party is pretty mature, and you know you're gonna have a much more difficult time infiltrating as a Ron Paul Republican with other Ron Paul Republicans, and I know there are a lot of them out there. And it's a big sacrifice to pick up and move. I'm not going to say it's not. I know that it is. And if you're in a blue state, then you realize, well, getting involved in my Republican Party tends to be kind of useless, especially on a statewide level. Because I remember Dale was he lived in L.A. He's one of our former co-hosts here. He lived in L.A. and he ran for some place. I think it was in L.A., wasn't it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere in California.
And he ran for some spot where he got like 17% of the vote. He wasn't going to win because he was in a blue county or a blue region or blue area. So, he didn't have it didn't matter whether they infiltrated that Republican Party or not. It was largely useless. So, basically, you have to... New Hampshire's strategically positioned because it's a small state and it's a purple state. And that way you could have a much larger effect.
Well, I think this whole conversation thus far about Ron Paul Republicans sort of having some sort of an effect on the national Republican scene ignores the fact that a lot of people that support Ron Paul are not Republicans. Many of them are Democrats. Many of them are
Republicans
people...
now. I mean,
I don't know about that.
But how did they get involved? I mean, okay, look, it's awesome that people went out and voted for Ron Paul, but voting isn't what does it, Ian. If voting matters...
I wasn't even talking about voting. I was talking about who supports Ron Paul.
I'm talking about the people that are doing something. What's support mean?
Well, okay, so what I'm telling you, though, is that people support Ron Paul. You're saying these people are going to get involved in the Republican Party.
They are involved in the Republican Party. That's why Ron Paul was able to take states that he didn't win.
And that's great. And I'm telling you that ultimately it's not going to matter, but that wasn't the part of the discussion I was getting into here. What I was saying is there are a number of people that support Ron Paul who are not affiliated with any political party or they're Democrats. And so by saying, well, let's just take over the Republican Party, it leaves those people out in the wilderness. If everybody who is truly loves
like,
the ideas
nobody's
of liberty,
ever switched political parties. If he's because somebody
some people can't stand the idea of being involved in the Republican Party simply because they're around so many bigots and so many hate-filled warmongers that they wouldn't be able to bring themselves to get involved, and I wouldn't blame them. I don't want to get involved in the Republicans for that same reason. So you leave those people out in the cold, but the Free State Project doesn't because people can come here to New Hampshire and they can already get involved in the Republican Party, which is already being infiltrated by a bunch of liberty-minded folks, and the Democratic Party is also being infiltrated, albeit not to as large of an extent. But there's a great example of how this is working happening in Nashua. Somebody who had moved actually out of Keene down to Nashua for work purposes. I don't know if I should reveal who he is, but somebody that we all know here on the show,
right,
is running for political office down there. And this person's running as a Democrat for a state rep position here in New Hampshire. The individual in question is running against another Free State Project participant who's running as a Republican.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that is
first
one of
time.
The, actually, I believe it may be the first time, but it's also
general?
Not the only one that's happening. I believe there's another race of a similar magnitude in the Manchester area as well. So we're already seeing a situation where Free State Project participants are getting active within both major political parties as well as the smaller ones, and that's resulting in a situation where all of the candidates in a given election are actually Free State Project participants, so there's no way that that we can lose.
I'm not going to argue that the Free State Project isn't the best way to for you to have more liberty in your life today.
Great, so go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. There are over 101 reasons there as to why you should consider a move to New Hampshire, or you can keep banging your head up against the political wall wherever you are. And finally, when you get sick of it, you can come join us here. FreeStateProject.org. More coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you will enter Amazon, if you would like, through the links available at shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazons for Canada, U.S., and U.K. Click into the right one for you and get your shopping done. And whenever you buy stuff through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price.
There is a device out there that allows you to increase your Wi-Fi reception. If you've got kind of limited Wi-Fi reception wherever you live, maybe you've got two structures on your property and the Wi-Fi can't make the trip between one and the other, or you know, maybe you've got a situation where you know, mom's down the street and you want to share things off her network for whatever reason, or that kind of thing. There's lots of reasons. You could have a big house and you know the Wi-Fi is down up in the top corner room and you're down in the basement. Your boss is down in the basement. Whatever the reason, if you need to increase your Wi-Fi reception, the C-Crane Company's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 is nothing short of stunning. I mean, we've been using it out of my house, and this thing can pick up Wi-Fi for up to a mile. It will truly increase your Wi-Fi reception. I know. Nobody believes this, Brad. I mean, nobody believes it. And, when we're talking about a mile here, this is under perfect conditions. But, you know, where can you get Wi-Fi reception for at a quarter of a mile? It's just incredible. If you need to increase your Wi-Fi reception, you can really do it with this device. It's the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, and you can get it from ccrane.com. It's ccrane, C-R-A-N-E.com, and it's all you have to do is mention Free Talk Live when you check out. You can get a free flashlight. As a matter of fact, for a very limited time, I believe it's until Monday, you'll get free shipping on anything you order as long as you mention Free Talk Live too. It's a really great offer. Bob Crane made it yesterday. I did an interview with him.
That's the guy that owns the company, right?
Yeah. Oh, Bob's a really nice guy. I mean, he's jovial and fun to talk to. I'm so pleased that the C Crane Company's advertising with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And I know that we've had some sales. I don't know what the at this point we haven't been able to quantify what the number of sales are, whether it's worth it for them to advertise on Free Talk Live or not. I sincerely hope it is, because these are the kind of products that I really want Free Talk Live to have.
That's the kind of product that I'm probably going to go home and buy, actually.
It's really great.
That's really
cool. It's the kind of product I can get into because I'm a total radio geek, and these guys make the best radio. So.
Right, and they've got dozens and dozens of products on their website. And the thing is they really are known for making these high-quality electronic devices. I mean, they're all about design, and I've just always been impressed whenever I've looked into the company. I've had several products from them previously, way in the past, and it's always great stuff.
All right, so that's ccrane.com. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves. Maybe you have some thoughts on Mark's grand plan to influence the
Republican
Party.
I'm not grand planning nothing. What am I doing in my life to push this forward? I talk about it on the radio.
You're working on it. You're doing it here in New Hampshire. You've got the Republican committee or whatever that you're going to be on.
Yeah, but that's...
What's that called? A delegate? Or what is it?
A delegate to the state convention.
Delegate to the state convention. Okay, so.
I don't know that I'm really doing anything for the Ron Paul revolution. To me, the Ron Paul revolution is kind of about staying where you are and working, whereas about the Free State Project, which I think is a more efficient system, if that's what you want to do, is work within the United States political system, that the Free State Project is a far superior model.
I'm just saying, you're doing...
But just a lot of people aren't going to move.
I was just saying, Mark, that you're doing what you're saying other people are doing elsewhere. You're working within the Republican Party to try to influence in a positive direction towards more freedom, right?
To me, it makes the most sense.
That's what you're doing, right?
Yes.
Okay, but the point being that you're going to have more success at it because you're here with other people who actually are principled.
I wouldn't even do it otherwise. In Florida, what I want to do is of no consequence anyway, because there's too many people involved. It can't be of any effect. But here, things are already happening. When I went to the Republican State Convention 2 years ago, it looked like a free state convention to me.
So what you just said backs up what I said earlier, that if you were to do this in Florida, it would be a waste of your time, right?
I don't know what's going on in Florida now. I don't live there. But I do know that in Massachusetts that the Ron Paul people were able to steal the delegates away from Romney. Mm-hmm. Isn't that correct?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Didn't that happen? Okay. How many states did Ron Paul win in majority of the votes or plurality or whatever the term is?
None.
Okay. So has he won more a majority of the delegates?
Minnesota, Maine? Was it Maine?
Four states that he's won a majority of the delegates from.
I didn't know about Massachusetts. I don't recall.
I think Massachusetts may not have been a majority, but
Maine.
It was certainly a bunch of them. Anyway.
I think it was Maine.
Yeah.
That's not a success. That doesn't show
that's a stunning success. It's a success within the scope of this political election, but I don't expect it's going to carry on beyond this.
It may. Those people, if they're smart... And if people are able to communicate with them, that, hey, look, and I think, the cool thing that Ron Paul has is a son with the similar last name.
He doesn't have principles.
Senator Paul obviously has been under some serious fire since, he endorsed Mitt Romney, so...
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's hard to recover from.
But look,
to mention, he seems like he might be a homophobe.
I don't... No, I mean now you're totally in the realm of speculation. Why would you do that?
There was a joke that he made that was kind of seemed a little anti-gay.
All right, well I didn't hear the joke. I don't know what you're talking about.
But here's the thing, Mark.
Some good votes. The fact is, all the politicians you've got a choice of in the major parties right now haven't made any good votes.
Senator Rand Paul's done a lot of stuff to gum up the works in D.C.
He's the best politician.
I'll give him credit where credit's due, but he's not his dad. I mean, he can't even carry his dad's jockstrap.
Maybe he's going to do better. Maybe he's one of these infiltrators. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. But all that said, there's several layers, Mark, that you would have to succeed at in order to have any kind of effect, like you were saying, of actually electing more liberty-oriented politicians to affect policy. I mean, not only would you have to affect the Republican parties in each of those states in a positive direction, but you'd also have to somehow not have power-seeking sickos running for those political offices. And so you just have, in my opinion, way too many hoops. It's way too difficult. And I don't want to rain on anybody's parade. By all means, go to all the party convention things that you want to and spend all the time and the effort and the money on trying to influence the Republican Party. But set a date. Go ahead and set a deadline where you'll assess, look back on what has happened in the last, let's say, 4 years, 6 years, whatever, where you'll look back and you'll think, it was like this in 2012, and now it's like this in 2016. Have we really seen any progress? And look at it honestly. Have some sort of metric by which you can calculate, yes, this person is definitely more liberty-oriented than has been elected. Yes, the party has changed the platform in these ways to expressly, you know, introduce the ideas of liberty, to endorse those ideas. Have something concrete that you can look for, because I bet you won't find any of it.
The only progress I have seen is at the state level. I have seen no progress at the federal level. I mean,
you're talking about in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
here, New Hampshire doesn't count in this discussion.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about the other 49 states where there's no cohesive liberty movement of which
New
to
Hampshire's
speak.
Something to point at and say, well, you know, we could be, you know, we could have as much success as that state's had.
Yeah.
And I would agree that there's, you know, I don't even concentrate on, I don't even care about federal elections. I just don't care who gets in there. Charlie Bass, you know, Ayotte, you know, who am I picking between here? I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me which one of these people is running. It really doesn't. All I care about is, you know, the elections that you can actually have some kind of effect on. And that's by talking to your neighbors and, you know, putting a sign in your yard and stuff like that. When it comes to these local elections where the average person doesn't know anything. They don't know anything. When you're talking about the average person walking into a polling booth and voting for people, they, you know, in their, you know, as far as a state rep goes or a state senator or something like that, they don't know these candidates from Adam. And they'll either vote party line. They'll just vote for the people the R is behind or vote people the D is behind, or they'll pick a name they like. They'll say, oh, well, Anderson sounds like a good name, or Clouseau, my grandmother was French. You know, whatever. come on, Brad. I mean, answer honestly. Have you not played Christmas Tree on the voting ballot before?
Yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, me too. I've done it. I've walked into there and, you know, if it's a nonpartisan situation where I couldn't vote Republican, this is previously, where I couldn't vote Republican, well, then I would just pick some name that looked good, or I'd leave it blank because, well, I don't have no business voting in an election where I'm just picking somebody based on their last name. It's ludicrous.
Well, New Hampshire eliminated straight ticket voting
not
too long ago, which is absolutely great.
What does that mean, straight ticket voting?
It means you just check one box and you vote for all the Republican nominees and or Democratic nominees. And, I mean, although that is certainly a good step, I mean, it's not far enough. I mean, people don't think enough. You know, obviously, I'm guilty of it, too, so. So
yeah.
How do we improve that?
855-453, the SACL
poll taxes.
CAI toll free line. Hey, coming up,
unconstitutional.
We haven't really gotten into the California budget crisis in quite a while, and it looks like it's getting so bad out there that some cities have actually filed for bankruptcy. In fact, one of the largest, the largest city thus far across the U.S. to file for bankruptcy has been in California. We'll tell you more what's going on here in moments. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.